let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Jason L. Rising began his travels as a writer in grade school, finally took his passion even further with his critically acclaimed novel, Tangent. With a love for fiction and odd things, he creates stories that take the mind away from the daily toil of life and society. He loves the ocean, traveling as a great appreciation for literature. He and his wife love to experience new things, which makes it great for finding new settings for new stories and characters. In Tangent, after surviving an attack from an otherworldly creature and escaping the evil plans of a corrupt policeman, L.J. Moore and his mother Tiffany relocate to a new city in search of peace and a new start. But L.J. fears the worst is still to come, and he can't convince Tiffany otherwise. Even with all that's happened, she still wants them to move on, go ahead with their lives, and ignore the blatant signs that a greater evil is headed their way. And the author of Tangent, recipient of the prestigious Plume Award for Literary Excellence, Jason Rising, joining us on This Week in America. Hi, Jason. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
I'm doing well and excited to be able to talk to you about Tangent, what you've done with this. I mean, it's a remarkable story. We'll talk about it without giving too much away and direct people to where they can purchase the book. And writersrepublic.com is a great place to start as you're looking for the book Tangent. Let's talk about the writing process and putting this story together. It's got so many different elements. Was there a challenging, a hard time writing any point in this book?
Well, yes, it was a difficult time writing that book in a lot of areas. However, because I knew the outcome and what I wanted to see with the plot, especially the main characters, what I did was is I started researching outside of what I normally do, and I applied all of that information into the setting, into their personalities, so that way when they interacted with each other throughout the course of the book, everything had a flow to it. So you could understand their personalities, understand how they felt about the entire situation. And then once there was actually a conflict, you could have a better, vibrant look, a better picture with more clarity.
That's interesting. It's always fascinating to get into the mind of an author and see what the process is for writing. It sounds like you had a pretty detailed outline before you started writing. Was that the case?
Actually, it was. At the beginning, you know, in its drafting stages, it was kind of sketchy. I was just piecing things together in my mind. And then once something started to form, I got pen and paper. And I remember when I first started, Rick, I had a yellow steno pad, and it was just a bunch of scribbles, a little few descriptions. But after a while, what happened is it started to come together. And I saw something. I was like, wow, this actually could work. This is not something that happens all the time. And with the way that I wrote the book, that is what doesn't happen often, because you're hearing the story not about opposing forces. You're hearing the story as it concerns the emotions and opinions of the main characters. And that is what drew me in. And I believe that is what made the book shine the way I intended for it to do.
It really is. When you read reviews, the book is Tangent by Jason Rising, R-I-S-I-N-G. When you read the reviews, boy, that's so true with the reader. That comes through. The fact that, this book really evolves. They love the story. They love the different layers in the story that you tell. They love how the story moves along. Was there a point when the writing became fun? I asked about maybe the hardest part to write. Was there a part that you really enjoyed writing that was fun for you?
Yes, there is a side character, if you will, that that character is part of the antagonist's plan. I had a lot of fun writing with him and actually writing it, because I knew that I could take that one character and I could do little things like add more nuances and help the reader understand the antagonist's disdain and its desire to see that particular issue resolved.
As you're writing characters, developing the characters, in this case for the fantasy novel Tangent, are there some that you relate to the most? And if so, why is that?
I relate to the antagonist the most. And he was also the most fun for me to write out of all of the characters. The reason why I related to the character is because I could see that there was an imbalance as far as he was concerned. And the imbalance needed to be corrected. But what happened is he understood the source of the problem and he acted accordingly. So I was able to really, have fun with that, juggle anything I wanted to do and really play around with it until something came along or idea that came along and I could implement that into the book. After that, all of a sudden, Rick, the other characters, the protagonists in the book, they now have more purpose and they have more style. And what the idea of the book was is to bring out the personalities. And that's really all I ever focus on when I'm writing. It's not so much the plot or the storyline. The plot, the storyline, or for the most part, and I would even venture to say with every writer, the plot and the storyline is already there. It's already made in our minds. But to bring out the personality so that the story really has a vibrancy, that is the goal.
And the characters really come to life in Tangent, the book by Jason Rising. You'll find it at the usual places. WritersRepublic.com is the publisher, and you can buy the book there as well. Get all the information on Jason and what he's doing with this. Are you planning to write a sequel? In reading reviews, everybody says, I can't wait for more. Will there be more from Tangent?
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I am halfway through the second novel right now. And I'm already drafting an outline for the third one. So this isn't something I just wanted to do, you know, just to see if it'll work. I knew it will work. And that's why I prepared for it.
Does that give you more? Finish that thought, please.
Say it again.
Yeah, you finished that thought. I didn't mean to interrupt there, but let me throw this in, and then you can follow up on what you were saying there. Does that give you freedom as an author once you realize this is going to be just the beginning? I don't have to wrap everything up with a nice bow here at the end. I can actually continue the themes of Tangent. Is that in your mind as an author as you're writing?
Absolutely. See, towards the end of the book, you can start to see that this portion of the story is coming to a close, but there are a lot of unchecked issues that still need to be addressed. But it's written so that when the reader closes Tangent, they know that there is closure for that portion.
And
they can be expecting this to continue on because there's more that needs to be discovered and there's more that needs to be eradicated by the antagonist. There's more that needs to be eradicated by the protagonist. What happens when you have an unstoppable force with an immovable object? That is what I'm aiming for.
And anticipation is such a great emotion as you finish up and you're looking for more, and there will be more. This is the first Tangent. Jason Rising, our guest on the program. You talked about going through and writing from the outline. I'm sure you did a number of drafts. Was there any significant way the book changed from the first draft to the completed published book?
Well, yes, it did. When I created the first draft, I had a technical malfunction with my computer, and my computer shut down, nothing to be saved off my hard drive. However, because I remembered the basis of the story, I was able to pull some of that. Well, actually, that's inaccurate. I was able to pull a good portion of that and rewrite it almost letter for letter, and then I was able to add more. But I'm glad that it did happen because it allowed me to add some other things in it. It allowed me to add some more intricacies, if you will, to the book that I felt was definitely going to shine and was definitely going to matter.
You know, it's interesting as you're writing. Did any perspectives, beliefs that you had, were they challenged by what you wrote in the book? Did the book have an impact on you as a writer and some of your beliefs?
No, I cannot honestly say that it did, because it was already in there. the beliefs that were implemented into the book, those any questions or anything, any what ifs, if you would, they were already yes. added into the book.
What was it that inspired Tangent? What was the idea that you thought, I think I can take this, I think I can develop this into not just a book, but a series of books?
My love for writing, I've been writing since I was in grade school. However, I didn't take it to a professional level until about 15 years ago. So when all that was happening, all I did was learn. And that's the important part, Rick. You have to study your craft. If you expect to be half as good as you see in your head, you have to study your craft, and you have to have an open mind for education of that craft.
You know, that's interesting. And I got a lesson, I guess, as well for a reader, that if they go in with an open mind in reading a book, in this case like Tangent, they can it will take them to a whole number of places and an enjoying journey as they're reading the book. The book is Tangent. You'll find it at writersrepublic.com, the usual places as well. Information on our website. Jason Rising is the author and our guest on the program. If you're Googling, R-I-S-I-N-G. Where did you come up with the title? I love Tangent. It says a lot. It's one word. It's easy to remember. How did you come up with the title?
Well, my wife, she constantly says that whenever having conversations, I veer off into a sub-conversation to make it seem like it's tied into the main conversation. So one day she said, Jason, just stop talking. You are always running off on these tangents. You're always running off on these tangents. And then that's what it hit me. That's the title of the book. The title of the book fits exactly what's happening in the book.
It really
works.
It does. And you can thank your wife for saying that and for you catching that and realizing, you know, this is prescient. This is something that, you know, is really thoughtful, and I can use this for the title of the book. How long did it take you to write the first book in the series from the time you got the idea till you thought, okay, this is it, I'm ready for publication?
From conception to completion, October 2004.
That's when you started. So this has been a while you've been working on this.
Yes, it is. And the reason why it took so long is because copies messed up, pages got wet, hard drives got ruined and everything.
Yeah,
but
yes.
Once this one, the one that is in print right now, that only took like 5.5 years. And truth be told, that's really not that long for a book.
No, it's really not. You talk to people that have spent a decade or two in trying to get the book honed to the point that they feel that it's ready for publication. In the book Tangent, you've got that balance of power between good and evil. I'm going to talk a second about the characters, and if you created these characters, so what would you say to these characters? Let's do that, and then we'll talk about some of the themes in the book Tangent. You created these characters. If you were able to get their attention and say, hey, listen to me, I'm the author here, what would you say to them?
Well, I would start off with the antagonist. The antagonist has a seething bitterness against the opposing force. That seething bitterness has turned, in many cases, into illogical thoughts, things that aren't going to work. So what I would tell the antagonist is, step back. If you expect this plan to be executed to your desires, you have to calm down. And what I would tell the opposing side, the protagonist, especially the main protagonist, this problem isn't going to go away, but what you have to do is you have to prepare for your part in it, and you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. Just stay steady, train, and you'll be fine.
What do you hope the readers take away from reading Tangent? And not just a really well-written story that will capture your attention and hold it throughout, but it gets us thinking on so many levels, doesn't it? What do you hope the takeaway is for readers after they finish Tangent?
After the reader finishes Tangent, I want them to take a better look in themselves and understand that the choices that we make in our lives, they affect everything that we do. Yes, it is an entertaining book, but with every book, there's also an undercurrent of teaching. You have a teaching availability, even if it's just a small one. It doesn't always have to be life-changing. It just has to be something that's just enough to convey to the reader so it helps make them better. Your reading and your writing and your literature should always help the reader walk away just a little bit better. That's the goal. Make it just a little bit better.
Well, and that's the case with Tangent. Again, in reading the reviews, people just love the story. They love all the different levels of story, the different layers that come across as you're reading the characters and you see the evolution of the characters through the book, Tangent. It mentioned you started this in grade school, this love of writing. What were some of your, who were some of your inspirations at that point, and who now is an inspiration in terms of giving you motivation to write?
Well, my main motivations when I was younger, when I was basically, you know, a child, they were my English teachers. They were my grammar teachers because they taught me the power and influence that words can have if you apply them properly and if you put them in the correct diction. Now, as I grew older, I had a lot of books. I'm talking hundreds of books before I was like 14 years old. All my mama would do was buy me books, and I loved reading. And then I fell in love with James Patterson. My first novel, my first 400-page novel I read was Windmills of the Gods by Sidney Sheldon, and that book absolutely mesmerized me. So he became a top favorite. You have Laurel K. Hamilton. She has a wonderful series. It's a little old, but it's wonderful. It's a wonderful series. And now what we have the great one. The guy who can make your dreams wish they were your nightmares, the great one, Stephen King.
Oh, yes, yes. That's a great group that you just, you know, as motivation and inspiration that you just rattled off there. I've got a couple minutes left. Jason Rising is our guest talking about Tangent. The book is available at writersrepublic.com, a fantasy thriller receiving excellent reviews. The recipient of the prestigious Plume Award for Literary Excellence. A couple minutes left with Jason on the program. Let's talk about writing. And is it something you do every day? Is it something you do when you have ideas? Is it easy to start? Is it easy to stop? What's the process like for you? Do you have a rigid writing schedule?
For right now, because I'm still working for corporate America, I do not have a rigid schedule. However, I am constantly thinking about writing. There's not a moment that goes by because I constantly come up with new ideas. If some of them work, then I'll jot down the generalized idea, and I have sticky notes all over my desk.
Oh, yes.
So that's what I do. However, I never stop thinking about writing. The problem with any craft, any talent, is that if you don't exercise it daily, you cannot hone your skill. You cannot hone your skill. And you end up losing some of your ability. And over time, if you don't use it, if you don't practice it, you end up losing most of your core values and your core training for that craft. So you have to be careful. Yes, writer's block does happen. It does happen, you know, but writer's block should not be that you stop thinking about writing altogether. It only means that you have hit a block. That's literally a block, a wall for a temporary moment in time. Once that block is over, I'm usually on fire. And so much to the point that once I come off of a writer's block, I'm usually stuck in my room for 2 or 3 days.
You know, I was going to say, no, it's the opposite of that. How do you handle the opposite of that, sort of a writer's flood where it keeps coming and you know that, okay, I've gone 2 days without sleep, I've missed work, I've called in sick, I need to actually get back to real life, but the stories just won't stop. Do you get to that point where it's tough to shut it off?
Yes, it honestly, you hit the nail on the head. It really does get tough to shut it off. But what I do is instead of trying to shut it off, I try to compartmentalize it. That way I can still have my ideas. I still have the excitement and drive for whatever it is I'm doing. But because I know that life does happen, I know where I can put it and when it should come out. So it just works. It's one of those writers thing. It just works.
Well, it does work. And Tangent is the first in a series by Jason Rising. Tangent is now available. You'll find it at writersrepublic.com, among other places. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Jason, when do you think books 2 and 3 will be out? Any target dates?
As of right now, book 2 does not have a target date, but it does have an estimated completion date. And that's in roughly another 6 to 7 months. And I wouldn't bet on that. It might be 5. As far as the third book, as soon as the second book is done, I can go ahead and start the process to get me that imprint, and then I can work on the third book.
Perfect timing.
Remember, I'm halfway through the second book, and I'm already outlining the third book. So it's coming. It's rolling.
I can tell you've got the ideas there. You know, I can't wait for the flood of ideas to come and get Jason back in the program to talk about books 2 and 3. This book is Tangent. It's now available. You'll find it at writersrepublic.com, among other places. And Jason, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. I love the enthusiasm, the passion for your craft. A pleasure to have you on the program. We will stay in touch, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me. You have a wonderful day.
You as well. And our guest is Jason Rising. That's R-I-S-I-N-G. The book is Tangent. All the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.